recorded live right here in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's Larry's Rants, Raves, and Reviews. And now, here's Larry.
Hey! Hey, everybody!
I love it.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
They're always rowdy. We can always depend on them.
You got that right.
You know, I got to tell you, we're happy to be back in the studio, and we're doing another show. This is one of them that I have really looked forward to doing. You know, I'm so egotistical that I just want to sit out here and say, if I was Donald Trump and elected president, these are the first five things that I would do when I went into office, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And so what we did is we sent out an assignment, and we've got a guest here. His name is Blake Davenport, and it happens to be Randy's son-in-law.
Sure.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, Randy, you and I lucked out in life because we got two good son-in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
Really do.
Right.
I mean, my son-in-law and I are just as close as we can be. You know, we run around, do everything together. He always wants me to move to Dallas.
Sure.
Every time a house comes up for sale in their neighborhood, hey, there's a house for sale, you know, and I'm like, okay. So finally, I set my son-in-law and daughter and James, our grandson, down. I said, I'll tell you what, James, y'all keep bugging me to move, okay? Here's what I'll do. You guys go buy a bigger house. And it has a pool, and it has a pool house. Grandma and Papa will remodel the pool house, and we'll move down, and we'll live in it.
Sound like a winner.
I thought so.
Mm-hmm. What'd they think of it?
Well, they were kind of afraid I'd be out there skinny dipping in the pool too often.
So. I bet. Dad, you can't do that.
All right, let's get right down to business, folks. I got elected first. I think we drew straws, and I drew the right one, I guess. I'm the first one. So... on this podcast, we're going to talk about the first five things that we would do if we were elected president, okay? I happen to type mine out for you guys, so you can take notes. Oh, it's official. It is official. Okay, now I don't know if all of these are doable. I have no idea, but this is what I'd do. And you know, the way our government runs, everything's doable. You can do whatever you want, right?
These days, yes.
Yeah, these days. Okay, so the first thing I would do, I would, as soon as my hand got off that Bible, I would turn around to the crowd who's raving that I'm there and just been installed or the oath of office. And the first thing I would do, folks, is I would sign an executive order that cancels all of Hussein's and Biden's executive orders.
Yeah! Okay.
First thing I'd do, with one signature, I would have it all ready, have an executive order that said anything that Hussein or Biden did as an executive order, I would sign it and say it cancels all those.
Okay.
Because I got to tell you, if Hussein did it or Biden did it, it was bad for America.
Right. Yeah.
So that's my first shot.
Well, they essentially did that anyway to Trump.
Yeah.
That's what Biden did.
Sure they did.
Right? Well, that's true, guys. Mm-hmm.
Came in and immediately just wiped out everything that was going on.
Well, I'm so happy we got him along. He actually agrees with me.
I think so. Yeah, he's going to be a good guy. Glad he does.
Okay, so we agree on the first one, and feel free to disagree on any of these, but we may cut your mic cord. I don't know. Second thing is, and what I would do, okay, instead of giving a big, long speech, my speech would be, hey, folks, these are the first five things. And by the way, we're not doing all of these balls and these parties and everything tonight because I'm busy. Because, hey, all of you communists that came after me for years, it's my turn.
Right.
I'm headed to the office and I'm coming after you and I'm coming in hot.
Mm-hmm.
So you may want to start packing and get out of the country, get to Russia or wherever they will take you, because I'm telling you, I'm coming after you. So I would then say point number two is I would call for term limits on every elected official.
Yeah!
That's my second thing that I would do. I would set up a daily podcast and talk about how I was draining the swamp and cleaning things up.
Mm-hmm.
I would begin every speech that I ever give during office of discussing term limits. I would start every news conference with discussing term limits.
Mm-hmm.
I would answer any question. I'd start with discussing term limits. You could say, Mr. President, do you need to take a break here? Well, I do, but let's talk about term limits first, okay? I would push it 100% of the time because, again, I think our only hope is in term limits. And I would put so much pressure on these corrupt politicians, career politicians. I would absolutely. And we've discussed this. Yeah, there's a few that would be caught up, but I got to say, if you've been in office more than two terms, you're corrupt. I don't care who you are. You're corrupt. You're all corrupt. Okay.
Go
Jump
ahead,
in.
Go ahead,
I was going to say, I don't know if they're all corrupt for that matter, but I do think the vast majority of them are. Money corrupts all, right?
Right.
And that's, or money and power, and that's how they get money and power.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, there's some that I don't think are corrupt. Ted Cruz, right? You'd vote for Ted, right?
Has he been in office more than two terms?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd welcome a change.
You'd welcome a change.
Oh, I sure
Teddy.
Would. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You know,
that's fair.
I think that Ted was one of those guys. You know, you take a look at Trump's first term. He fought the establishment, including the Republicans.
Oh, yeah.
Every one of them the first 2 years.
Sure did.
Think of what he could have done in his first four-year term if he didn't have to fight the dang Republicans for the first 2 years. None of them wanted to believe in him. Everybody thought, he's just a celebrity that happened to luck into it. And they fought him on everything.
Yeah, well, and when you say corrupt in that regard, I'm always thinking like Lindsey Graham, right?
Yeah.
I think Lindsey Graham needs to go.
Okay.
I think, obviously, Cocaine Mitch.
Yeah.
He needs to go. He needs to be gone a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, people like Holly, Tom Cotton.
I'm Ted not a big Cruz. Tom Cotton fan.
I go back and forth with Tom Cotton.
Yeah.
Some things I'm really like, yes, go Tom, and other things I'm like.
At best, he's a rhino.
You think he's a rhino?
Yeah, I do.
I think he's a little closer to the conservative side than he is just a rhino.
I did at one time, but I just don't. So what, I just.
So what changed your mind on him?
You know, I can't even remember what it was, but he really kind of went after Trump that one time and kind of bashed on him. And I just decided then.
Said done.
Yeah, it's done.
Done.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry, Blake, but when I divorce you, I divorce you, okay? You're not coming to Christmas.
There's no coming back.
No.
That's fair. Okay.
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 So there you go. I'm going to call for term limits.
And these are not Supreme Court justices or anything like that, right? These are elected officials, or are we going Supreme Court as well?
I am so happy that you brought that up.
That's a good point.
Because honestly, we've got Supreme Court justices that, I mean, you could barely fog up a mirror. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
I'm not so for sure. At one point, they were kind of the sacred cow not to be touched. But now? I'm kind of leaning towards, let's lump them in. Let's lump them in. You've been there for two terms. Let's give everybody 2 4-year terms. Or let's change the presidency to six years and go two terms and do that for everybody. But let's be consistent across the board.
I think your second option there would be more viable.
Six years?
Yeah, the 6 years for a president. And okay. Now that would give us 2 more years of Biden right now, which would be absolutely atrocious. Right?
Yeah.
But I think that would make more sense going forward if we did it like that, if we were going to put term limits on a Supreme Court justice.
Mm-hmm.
That would be 6 years for a president, you know, that kind of thing.
You know, the babbling idiot that Biden put in there that can't even to give you a definition of a woman.
Yeah,
how long do we want her in there? Wouldn't it be nice to have a term limit that says, hey, we need to call her out?
You know, Republicans, other than Clarence Thomas, Republicans don't really have a strong conservative. We've got, you know, Gorsuch was supposed to be one.
Yeah.
What's his name? The guy. The guy that got hit with all the sexual stuff that he never did.
Uh-huh.
Who am I thinking of?
I'm not sure.
Anyway.
On my handy-dandy laptop, I just happen to have a Supreme Court. Here's probably who you're talking about. John Roberts?
Nope.
Nope?
He's a young guy.
Okay. Now
Trump appointed.
Let's just kind of hit this real quick since you brought it up.
Oh, we know these things.
John Roberts has been there since 2005. That's 19 years.
Wow.
Here is Here is Clarence Thomas.
Clarence.
33 years.
Yeah, he's the only one I like.
Oh, yeah. here's one, Samuel Alito.
Samuel Alito.
Mm-hmm. 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's...
Sotomayor has been in there.
15 years.
Yep.
Here's one, Keegan. Been there for 14 years.
Yeah, he's been there a long time.
Here's one, Neil... I don't even know how to pronounce that. 7 years.
G.
Okay, here's the guy you're talking about, Brett Kavanaugh.
Kavanaugh, oh, that's
6 years. Okay. Didn't Trump almost give his life for that guy? And then he turned out to be a moderate at best?
It's very moderate.
Okay. You've got Amy Comey, same thing, 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not impressed.
That's a Trump appointee as well.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm not not impressed. So,
and Gorsuch.
I will just go on record and go ahead and answer your question. Do I lump in the Supreme Court? Heck yeah. I'm ready to do it because I want change in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Disagree.
And the thing is, too, it doesn't, work on something. It doesn't have to be every 4 years. Maybe Supreme Court, maybe 10 years or something. Put an end to it, though, instead of life.
Instead of a life.
You know, instead of life.
Okay.
You know, so, because it is a big deal to get Supreme Court.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a major deal.
And their sole job is to interpret the Constitution. That's it.
Do they do that job?
I to the best of my knowledge, I think that they do at times. At other times, I disagree.
They're making the law. Their job's not to make the law, it's to interpret the law.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them go in there.
A lot of the liberal ones, progressive ones, absolutely try to make the law.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Some of the conservatives don't.
All right. Let's go fourth. I would overhaul the election system to stop the liberal communist Democrats from stealing elections like they did in 2020. Yeah! What has the Republican Party done in the last 2 years that we've had control? Now they're giving lip service to it. Okay. So from day one, if I was the president, I'd be saying, you boys toyed around with this long enough. I'm coming in, we're cleaning house, and we're cleaning up this election system. Instead of going for a month and doing all of this mail-in ballot and all of this crap that the communists are doing to us, you get one day. Either make it to the poll or don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm open to ideas of making a national holiday and everybody gets the day off. Mm-hmm. Shut the country down if that's what you want.
Right.
But let's all go and actually vote.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, well. And fifth, I would stop all the lobbyists from paying elected officials for their votes. And I would prosecute every person that is violating the law to the max, and I would remove them out of office. So there's the top five things that I would do.
Yeah. That sounds pretty good.
I mean, it's a starting point.
Yeah. Maybe you send those in.
Maybe I need to run for office.
What? Yeah. Or send them in.
I think we might get popular enough, Randy. You could be my VP.
No. I don't think so.
Well, we've often said that we're just two old farts that got a podcast, but hey, we brought some youth in.
And all the time.
So far, he's
you're still 20 years younger than the current guys running president right now.
Oh,
so let's
dang,
just say
yeah.
That. Okay.
We're in our youth, Randy. We can go ahead and run for office.
Let's do it.
Well, we'll let Trump have the next 4 years if they don't kill him.
Let's do it.
We'll let him have the next 4 years and then we'll run. Hey, we're going to go to commercial break, folks.
All right. We'll be right back.
Bobby's Country Cooking. It's like Sunday after church at Grandma's, except it's Monday through Friday, 10:30 to 2. Homestyle cooking with generous portions, entrees, sides, and desserts to die for. Dine in or get it to go. We're in the West Chase Plaza at the corner of Shackelford and Markham. Bobby's Country Cooking.
All right, folks, we are back, and well, we got the youth on the program today. Blake, it's your turn. What's your top five things that you would do?
All righty. So I think the most pressing issue... especially for my generation. Now, I'm a millennial. I'm ashamed kind of that whole title, so I'm just throwing that out there.
Probably should be, but go ahead.
I'm a boomer. I'm a boomer at heart, okay? Let's put it that way. I'm a boomer at heart. But anyway, number one would be shut down the border. I mean, completely shut them down from the north and the south.
I like it.
Doesn't matter. Nobody's getting in. And with that, we ramp up ICE.
Cool.
Right?
Okay.
Cool.
Because we've got too much garbage going around right now.
Yep. I'm liking it so far.
Yeah. I just say, look, let ICE, let them off the leash. And, you know, if we have to bring in ex-military or whatever we have to do to, you know, bring in more ICE.
What's wrong with bringing in military? You know, they say they can't stop everybody from coming across the border.
Right.
You put the fence up, and when they get to the top of it, you're on a loudspeaker that says, don't come on over.
Right.
Well, yep. Because I got my machine gun. I got my machine gun in my hand. We're going to stop you.
And that's the thing, too, though. The National Guard is a state thing. Mm-hmm. Right? That's a state power. You'd have to bring in the army. You'd have to do an army as a federal.
Well, I think Arkansas National Guard, I heard that
we've sent
that we were going to go and help Texas on the border. Mm-hmm. So we can send them over there.
Let's do it. We got to get Sarah Huckabee to do it.
Yeah.
I think she might.
I think
she's
she
the
would.
One that sent them down there.
Right.
Yeah. Right?
She's phenomenal.
I like her.
All right, so number two, I would abolish the Department of Education.
Oh, yeah. That is so awesome.
Yeah. I believe it started 1980. That was Jimmy Carter.
Yep.
It was sure when that signed that one in.
Sure was.
You know, I was talking to my wife about this, and she was like, well, what would we do without the Department of Education? And I was like, what would they do before 1980?
Let me give you one word. Thrive.
Thrive. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right. Educate.
Exactly. The less government intervention that we have in our education system, the better. The less we have in our lives, the better.
Yeah. Right?
That's the way I'm going with that. Now, we do need some. So that's where my conservative part comes in.
Okay.
And that was one of my points. It's actually number five. But I would provide government grants to ex-military guys, right, to heighten the security at our schools. Okay. At our public schools.
Okay.
Because we already got enough garbage going around.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I don't want to militarize, as they say. That's a big term right now in the political world. So I'd go ex-military. Just have people guarding our kids.
Yeah,
I mean, who you know, who's more important than our youth? Right.
Absolutely.
So,
and I think it was a police officer or an off-duty police officer that took out that last one.
Yeah,
that was at the schools.
Yep, told him I'm going to shoot you if you don't.
Yeah.
If you don't drop it.
And I got to tell you, as a pawpaw, I'm going to tell you right now, when they were at that school in Texas, if my grandson would have been in there and they said, no, we all got to stand down, and all I hear is keep shooting. No, this pawpaw's packing.
That's right.
I'm going to go through some door. I'm going to go through some window because I'm going to go in and get him. I'm not going to let him kill all these kids while we stand back and we wait.
That's right.
Because of political correctness.
Right. That's right.
Not that I own a gun. I don't own a gun.
No, not a single one.
No. I don't own a gun. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so number three, there's two different options to this one. I kind of want to bounce this off y'all as well. So I would make a flat tax across the board, no matter how much you make, 20%. No matter how much you make, that's your tax. There's no filing. All the CPAs would come after me because it'd be too easy to do your taxes, but I do a flat tax to get out of it, and I would also abolish the income tax. Okay. I would raise the national sales tax 10% and then abolish income tax completely. How do you feel about it?
You want to go first, Randy?
I know you don't like this stuff, but go ahead. Let's do it.
No.
You know, I could see the flat tax. It would be make things so much simpler, and a lot of the loopholes and stuff, it would cut it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you know,
we pay
a tithe to God of 10%, no matter how much you make, up, down, whatever. It's the same.
Yeah.
So you pay the government, and it cuts it out. You know what everybody's paying. You're paying your 20%.
That's right.
And I have been a flat tax proponent since I was a teenager. Absolutely.
Awesome.
And here's what I will tell you. And Randy, you hit the nail on the head. I do disagree with you on 20%. I think it's too high.
Okay.
I say we come in at 10%.
Okay.
If God wants his 10% back, I'll give it to him first. I'll give the government the second 10%, and I'll go whistling zippity-doo-dah all the way home with my 80% and increase my lifestyle.
Yeah, for sure.
And forget about, I shared this years ago in the midst of a bunch of preachers, okay, and I thought they were going to kill me, okay? I say do away with all nonprofits, churches, hospitals, I don't care what you are. Mm. You run it for profit. And I don't need, I've never given one dime in church to a nonprofit so that I could get the tax credit.
Right.
It just happens to be some little something that I get because I'm overtaxed in the first place.
But that's not the motive.
That's not the motive. Exactly. I give because I love God And so I give, and that's what you're going to get. My giving would have never gone down to my church without having that tax loop. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't have done it. With the flat tax, it would, you would do away with all the deductions. So you wouldn't have that anyway.
Exactly. CPAs, you're right. CPAs would hate you because they're why have a CPA? You don't need one.
Yeah.
And as an employer, I take 10% out of your salary, pay it to the government. They know exactly what it is.
Yep.
They know exactly. Mm-hmm. They don't need anything else. Now, would that ever happen in America? God, no.
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 It's too many people with their hands in the pot to get that.
Oh, absolutely.
Too many tax lawyers.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Well, that I
told lawyers.
I'm buying in completely. And here's what I'd also tell you. If we could start this at 10%, we could drill it down to 9, to 8, to 7. I believe that we could run this country and flourish with 5%. And I'm talking across the board. Randy, you have a corporation. Mm-hmm. You pay 10% on it. Any money that I take, that you take out of that corporation as a personal income, I'll pay 10%. Flat 10% across the board. I don't care who you are. Walmart, pay 10%.
Yeah. Cool with that.
Kroger.
Good.
Home Depot. I like it. So.
What number was on? 4 or 5?
That was four.
All right. So I was going back and forth on a couple of these.
Okay.
Go
ahead.
Plenty of time.
Well, if you got more, then we'll take more than 5.
Yeah.
Well, so I want to cut Social Security. I think that's the biggest program. I'm waiting for y'all. I'm looking at both of y'all because
I'm wanting you to expound.
You better have a good one on this one, buddy.
Well, we'd fire all the Department of Treasury people, number one, because I think Social Security's been bankrupt for years. And that's why they continue to expand that age. I just don't think that the government should have anything to do with your money. It's kind of like the tax. That's the only thing I want the government to do is just tax us 10%. Everything else is theft. So if you can't save your money, right? Because Social Security is exactly what that is. It's a socialism program, right? It's spreading all of this income. They're going to take something out of your check and they're going to give it to somebody else, regardless of what they make or what you make. I don't think that's good. I think you should be able to earn your own money. You save, put it in a bank if you want to do it that way, invest it in stocks, which is what I would do in that regard, and just cut Social Security out of the whole thing.
I'll go first on this one.
I never get elected for saying
go
that.
Go ahead.
I'm all for it.
Okay.
I really am. And I'm 65, okay? I'm just a few years from drawing Social Security. Do you think I'm going to get enough off of that to really live? No.
Not at all.
Not at all. And had I taken the glut of money that the government has taken from me in Social Security and invested it.
Mm-hmm.
Randy, you're an investor. Mm-hmm. You used to do a lot of day trading. Mm-hmm. Think of what you could have taken all that money and done with, but because other people won't take responsibility, we put a Band-Aid on it years ago, okay? And we said, oh, kumbaya, this person, we can't do, you know, allow them to not have it. So they're going to take it and they're going to redistribute the wealth.
Exactly.
That was the buzz phrase when we were young, right, Randy?
Right.
Redistribution of wealth. And then Joe Biden, I think it was in the mid 70s, said, hey, we need to tax this one more time.
I know it.
He sponsored that bill.
Absolutely.
That was a Reagan era thing, though. I hate to say that, but it's a Reagan era thing, but he sponsored it.
Yeah.
For sure. It still takes Congress to pass it. But.
Okay. Randy, what's your idea on that?
Well, you know, I put a lot of money into Social Security. A lot of people have. I hate to see it for it to go away. Did you say you wanted to have a new house coming up?
We forgot to mention that when you were talking about houses. My father-in-law builds mine. So.
Dang, Randy, don't threaten him on the air.
No, just like that.
No, it's, you know, it is not a good saving program for sure. It's not. And but the only thing is most people don't have the discipline. I mean, let's say you're getting, I don't know what the average would be, maybe 3 or 4% or whatever. But most people don't have the discipline to take care of their own finances to turn around and invest it. They don't have that discipline. That's one of the reasons why they started it. Nobody had anything because nobody knew how to invest.
Knew how to do it.
And still people don't know how to invest.
So I think that needs to be added into the school education, right?
Yeah.
We don't teach people. I mean, I got taught to write checks when I was in the fourth grade.
You're like, kidding.
That was the only time I ever got taught to write a check was in the fourth grade.
Wow. I can't believe that.
So I was, what, 10?
Wow.
When am I going to ever write a check?
Do you realize that there are people coming out of high school that doesn't even know how to balance a checkbook?
Exactly.
No.
And we need to teach that. They need to teach that in high school.
Yeah.
And I think investments and things like that would be the same.
But,
great for us.
Okay, now here's something. Okay, I was talking to somebody today and they said, are you a Dave Ramsey fan? I said, yeah, kind of. I mean, there's a few points.
To a certain point.
Yeah, I disagree with
him. I'm a Dave Ramsey coach. Oh. And there's about 80% of what I believe in.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All the principles of what he does on getting out of debt. It works, mm-hmm. it works.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing is, if you say, well, you can't borrow money completely. Well, I borrow money all the time to build houses.
Absolutely.
So I'd have to. I mean, it's like, you know. But so he's got some good principles to get out of debt, but. I
totally agree. And so here's my thought is, you know, he talks about the, I believe it's the envelope thing,
yes.
You know, so much in food, so much in this, so
right.
much mm-hmm. in that. Okay. And that works to get people on a good budget and spending habits. But a lot of Americans are ignorant of the fact they think that Social Security has its own envelope or bucket over here and everything gets paid in over here.
Mm-hmm.
Social Security
Mm-mm.
doesn't have a bucket.
Mm-mm.
It's just a line item on a ledger. There is no Social Security money. It's just a number.
Putting the age out there because they don't have enough to pay.
And Ronald Reagan was the first president to come out and say, Social Security is bankrupt.
Yeah.
Because our government keeps, you know, of course, we're probably sending it over to Ukraine by now. God bless America. There you go.
Right, right.
Was that your last one?
That's it. We can wrap it up from there.
Well,
for me.
I like what you said.
Cool.
I don't think I disagreed with anything.
I think so. It did good.
Let's see.
You.
Maybe he can be our Secretary of State when we take off.
Yeah, I think so.
I won't let Benghazi in.
Yeah. That'll work.
All right. We'll be back, folks.
When your event is catered by Bobby's Country Cooking, it's like coming home to eat. And Bobby's makes it easy. 224-9500 for the best home-style catering available with desserts to die for. The food you love for your next gathering. Bobby's Country Cooking, Little Rock.
All right, we are back for our final segment here and the one that you've been waiting on. You've heard from the beauty. You've heard from the youth. Now you get to hear from the brains of the podcast.
Well, you know, I put a lot of thought into this.
No, you didn't. You've been crappie fishing too much.
No, I caught 27 the other day.
This could be a short segment unless he starts talking about crappie, okay?
You want to talk about crappie? We can talk about crappie for a
That's
about,
another
we can
one.
Talk about crappie for
But I
got minutes.
I got to tell you, your son-in-law, he put it out there.
He did.
He's on his A game.
I think he's going to probably win overall. He wins the prize for the night.
Even over me, Randy? That's hurtful, man.
Sorry.
Okay. I'm just a guest.
All right. All right.
My first one is what I would do is completely unseal all the Kennedy documents, period.
Whoa.
Open them all up. I mean, we've been waiting for 50 years on this.
Yeah, we have.
You know? And unseal the documents on the Trump attempts and the assassination attempts. All those documents. Because we're going to wait 50 years on those to get undone.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So unseal it all.
Why?
Absolutely.
Okay. Can I? I got two comments.
Yeah, no. Go ahead.
Number one.
Yes.
Can we unseal Hussein's birth certificate?
Sure.
I'd like to see that, too.
He's Kenyan.
We can do that.
Because I'd like to see what a Kenyan birth certificate looks like.
Calligraphy.
Yeah. Number two is, why stop there? Why not just jump in and unseal everything that's out there and let us Americans see it?
We can do that. Unseal it all.
UFOs and everything. Bring it.
Hey,
absolutely.
Area 51.
Love it.
Uh-huh.
Let's do it. Open it up.
For that.
Take the gates down.
I like it.
Absolutely.
So, why do they get to hide it?
Well,
they say for national security, but you know that's a bunch of crap.
Right.
Well,
if you go way back, that's when they were developing the spy planes and all that. So that's what that was all about, I believe. So, you know, they built some strange planes back then.
There's probably a hovercraft over our studio here right now.
Right. You know.
At least a drone.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad was in the Air Force, and he was down in right by Mexico, and he was a radar technician on planes. And so they told one day they evacuated the whole base and said, we need everybody to leave but you two guys. And it was my dad and another guy. So they didn't know what in the world was going on. About 10 minutes later, or after everybody left, I saw this big plane with these huge wings come flying in and landing into this thing. And they said, this radar is broken, this thing, we need y'all to fix it. They had never seen anything like that at all. It's one of those spy planes, you know, that go everywhere all over the world.
Really?
And nobody had seen that. They fixed it, and then all of a sudden, the thing took off, and they reopened the base, called everybody back in, and so...
Holy cow.
That's kind of
what
they were doing.
I didn't know where he was going with that one, man.
No. All right, let's get to the number two.
Okay.
Number two, I would fire everybody under me. Everybody. I would fire all the staff. I would completely walk in and fire them.
Clean house.
Clean house. All the way to the cook. Gone. You're gone. You're fired.
So how would you hire them back?
Well, that's number three.
Hold on.
Okay.
Because I am so in your camp because the one place that I disagreed with Donald Trump,
and
I think he didn't do enough.
He did not do it. He kept all of Hussein's people out there.
Right.
And let me tell you something. If they worked for Hussein, they weren't worth keeping.
Right. He was too nice. Well, that's why I'm working with you.
He's too nice and too trustworthy, right?
You don't think it was inexperience?
No.
You don't think? Because he's not a politician. We got to remember that.
No, I think he's just too trustworthy.
He's a negotiator, and he thought he could negotiate with them and all that and bring everybody
and
back to the table.
Yeah.
They're crooks.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. And that's why, you know, they were leaking information back to him and all of this and all of these things were happening and it was happening right under his nose.
Right.
And
as
smart as I think Donald Trump is, I think he's a brilliant man and God help me that I'm so egotistical, I'm going to disagree with him, but I will on this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
he's
I agree
brilliant.
With you.
He's not perfect, but he's brilliant.
I'm with you.
Number three, I would hire or rehire the people that I had on my list from when I won the election to the time I took office. So November to January, I would have time to work on my list, work on my interviewing my staff, interviewing the ones. So in other words, you're coming in and everybody's gone and there may be one or two that you rehire or whatever, but you've had your chance.
Yeah.
So now you come back in and you rehire. You're flushing. You come in and you flush the toilet and you keep what turns are good. If it makes sense.
I have no idea where he put that out there.
So, you know, what do you think? Number three.
I like it because I just think that everybody needs to be gone. He's too trustworthy. He's too nice. Everybody thinks he's a big bully.
Right.
But he's not. He's really a teddy bear.
Yeah.
And anybody that's ever worked for him absolutely thinks the world of him.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know for a fact that even like when the governor changes here in Arkansas, a lot of things change, including, as you said, the chef.
Yeah.
You know, Jason Knapp is a really good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I just had coffee with him here the other day. And, you know, when Sarah took over, she called him up, said, hey, I need a new chef at the governor's mansion.
Yeah.
And he went back because he was the chef for her dad.
I got you.
And that's where I met him. When Kyle wanted to go to culinary school, I called him and said, hey, dude, I need to pick your brain.
Cool.
He was the brain that I picked and listened to him. And I think the world of him. So, cool. Yes, I totally agree.
Let's go along with that. If y'all haven't seen, I don't know how many of you guys are on Twitter or X, formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, I think RFK Jr., coined the phrase the Justice League.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Trump has been like, hey, he's going to be in my administration on this.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got Elon coming in and doing government, you know, oversight programs, what needs to be cut.
Perfect.
A businessman. I think that's brilliant, right? Bring in non-politicians, bring in businessmen. or women like Tulsi.
Right.
You
right.
know, and exactly
yeah,
what
she
said.
She used to be a Democrat.
Yeah. Clean house and start fresh. I like it.
All right.
That was number three.
Number four. We're writing on number four?
I think so. Unless you want to talk more
no,
about three.
No. All right. Number four. Hold on.
Oh, he's getting a drink. Oh, gosh. This one could be big.
All right. Number four. This is the most important one, I think. It's a nationwide ban, complete ban, on single-ply toilet paper.
I didn't know where you were going with that one. Didn't go where I thought.
That has no business being in this country. It has no useful purpose at all. And it's the worst thing that you could ever come up with, and it needs to be abolished.
We're the richest country in the world.
And we cannot afford to have single-ply toilet paper in this country anymore. People go into the bathroom and they get stuck with single-ply toilet paper, and there's nothing you can do about it.
So wait, did you experience this?
Yes.
Recently?
Yes.
I feel like it's recent.
Like not still, recently, but I have.
He's a little rough down there.
He's feeling it.
Okay, between that and we're going to flush turds and keep some of them. I'm like, why are we going to keep some?
Potty themed.
Yeah, I think he has a fetish. I think he has a problem.
No, it just, I think it just, they need to get rid of it. It shouldn't be around. It has no useful purpose at all.
Okay. Let me tell you this story. I hadn't planned on it, but it's a good one, okay? Y'all know that I own a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby's Country Cooking in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Delicious, by the way.
So, thank you. Mm-hmm. And so, a few years ago, I'm standing back there in the kitchen, and somebody comes to me. One of my employees said, hey, there's a couple out there that want to talk to you. I'm like, okay. So, I went out there, and I looked at the guy, and I said, hey, how can I help you? He looked at me, you better swallow that drink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He looked at me and he goes, you pleasured my wife in the restroom. I said, I did not. He goes, yeah, you did. You pleasured my wife in the restroom. I said, I did not. He goes, seriously, you did. And I was just wondering, what toilet paper do you use? I'm looking at him. Now, at this point, I'm actually standing and doing a circle in the middle of the dining room. I'm looking for Randy or for my other friend, Rob. I know I've been set up. I'm looking.
You're looking for the cameras.
There were like three names that came to mind, okay? Randy, Rob, and I forget who the other one was. And I'm looking. I can't find him. I said, go to Sam's and buy a big case of it. And I told him. And then I went back there, I went in the kitchen, I slammed my back up against the refrigerator door and horse laughed. Carol comes back there and she goes, what are you doing? I said, you're not going to believe it when it takes.
She wouldn't believe it.
Yeah. You pleasured my wife. In the room.
Did you tell her that way? I pleasured a man's wife in our bathroom.
I told her exactly what the man said to me.
That's such a weird way to put that.
No joke. So anyway, be sure and follow, subscribe and follow us, folks. You'll hear more stuff like this.
From somebody that sells toilet paper?
Yeah.
Right.
You got to get people to quit buying the single ply, okay? That's the problem.
Well, they just abolish it. Don't get me started again. Yeah. Don't get me started again.
I have not heard him rant about even the communist as much as he did about the dang toilet paper.
He's slamming the table.
Okay, right. So that's number four, and dear God, help us. Do you have a fifth one?
I don't even know if I need to say this, and I really thought about this. But, you know, I'm a contractor, and I have a lot of people that work for me, and I think there's a new wave coming, especially in the X group? Is that what it's called now? The millennials?
And the millennials? Or the Gen X.
And the Gen X, and all this, and coming, you know, and it's kind of like I was in the new Sonic, Whataburger, and I saw that they were hiring, and they had the girl there. She was trying to talk this lady into getting hired. And so she left, and I could tell she wasn't going to take the job. And so we finished our dinner and got up, and I went up to her, and I said, "Ma'am, are you hiring?" She said, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, I think I want to apply." And she said, "Really?" I said, yeah, I think I want to. Could you hire me?" She said, "Well, probably so." I said, "Well, there's a few speculations on this thing now." Now, I can only work 3 days a week, but I'm not sure what three of those are going to be. And the thing is, too, if I need a time off, I've got to have my time off. So I'll let you know when I can work. And then if I have to be gone a certain time, then I'm going to have to go. And you're just going to have to understand. And I was giving her this, and she said, "Mister, you sound just like these people that are coming in." And I laughed and laughed and laughed. We had a good horse laugh about it. But there's a different wave in coming of people's expectations of jobs. So I wanted to try something with number five. And that is, I think we need to, let's pay people first. And then we work.
No.
You don't think that would work?
Not in my generation. Well, or the ones underneath me. They just take the money and run. Let's be honest.
No, then you have to, if you take the money and run, you got to get it. You got to pay it back, or you're going to get arrested or whatever and whatever or whatever. Everybody is, especially in my work, everybody is wanting to get paid now. And then they want to work. I have them asking me all the time. I want this job, then here's, do I get paid first? And then I'll work.
I've actually had people ask me, is there a signing bonus?
No kidding. Do you think that's a result of our economy?
No.
You don't? You just think they're greedy and they just want their money and be lazy?
I think it's just the I deserve everything for free in America mentality that we've installed in people.
The liberals have installed.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Right.
Well, folks, we've talked about a lot of stuff today, but here's what I will tell you. Vote for us 2028. We're coming your way. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again.